You may have noticed some companies and organisations displaying rainbow colours recently. They're making Pride Month, they're marking Pride Month, by showing their support for the LGBT community. But the TV leader, Jim Allister, is not happy. The Belfast Telegraph reports this morning that he's complained to the supermarket chain Sainsbury's about the display of a rainbow banner outside its Ballymena store. The banner reads, "We proudly support the LGBT plus community." Jim Allister is with us this morning. What's wrong with the banner, Jim?
Well, think of it this way, Stephen. If this was a banner on this business or any other business that said, "We proudly support the straight community," there would be uproar, probably led by your program. We would be told it was divisive.
This program does not lead uproar.
Sorry. Oh no. Am I misunderstanding then? We would be told it would be divisive. It would be offensive to the gay community. It would be pejorative of the gay community. It would be disparaging of the gay community. And all of those things. Well, why should it be any different the other way round? If it wouldn't be okay to put up a banner that says we support the straight community, why is it okay to put up a banner which says we support the LGBT
community? Well, I guess because some people could argue that the LGBT community has been a minority community discriminated against for many years in Northern Ireland. But that's what some people would argue.
Some people could argue that the Christian community, which takes a biblical view on these matters, is discriminated against, is a minority, etc.
Okay, well,
the
let's follow.
The real core of this issue.
Well, to coin Jimmy Bryson's phrase, let's follow the logic. You would not want to prevent Christians having banners outside any organisation, would you? You would not want to prevent any company from supporting Christianity,
I've yet to see a banner outside.
But you wouldn't criticise it, would you?
No. I've yet to see a banner outside Sainsbury's or anywhere else which says we proudly support the Christian community, or we proudly support the veteran community, or any other community. So why so special when it comes to the LGBT community? But the real core of this issue is that here we have a company overtly entering the political arena, because everybody knows in Northern Ireland that when you declare support for the LGBT community, you're declaring support for their primary political demand, and their primary political demand is to change the definition of marriage, change the law in Northern Ireland. I don't think it's any function of any company to declare itself against the law of the land and to declare itself in support of a change in the law of the land. And that is what they are doing in declaring this support, because you cannot be interpreted otherwise than supporting that demand when you proudly declare your support for the community that leads that demand. So I think Sainsbury's is being very foolish in entering a political arena such as this.
Companies enter political arenas all the time. You've seen companies who campaign for environmental change. You've seen companies who challenge governments all the time. It happens all the time. Apple, one of the biggest companies in the world, have ethical and moral standards, and they challenge governments and regimes.
I wouldn't equate this to ethical or moral standards in supporting a demand for a change to traditional marriage and the definition of marriage. But they are directly entering into a very divisive political field, and that is saying to those who work for them, well, we're going to align you with this cause. That's saying to those who shop there, we maybe don't need your trade if you don't agree with us. You know, I come back to the point, what's so special about the LGBT community that they require a banner when other communities wouldn't be entertained for them?
So what part of the Sainsbury's banner slogan do you find so offensive? I'll read it again. It doesn't talk about gay marriage. Right. It says, "We proudly support the LGBT plus community." Full stop.
And what, Stephen, is the primary political demand of that community? It is for gay marriage. Every parade they have. It'll be the same in August again this year.
I don't know if you
It will highlight that they're demanding a change in the law. Which is why, of course, the head of our civil service shouldn't have been there last year campaigning politically which is why the chief constable shouldn't have PSNI there campaigning politically.
They were not campaigning politically. They were not campaigning politically, and they would deny that.
You cannot, they might deny it, but you cannot divorce the cause of the LGBT community from the primary political demand that they make, which is for same-sex marriage.
Now, I don't know, Mr. Alistair, if you've spoken to many gay people in your life, but some of them may be single with no intention of ever getting married. Some other gay people might be against gay marriage in Northern Ireland. Who knows? There might even be some gay people who frequent with you on a regular basis. They're not this homogenous group all out campaigning for marriage.
Sorry,
they might be perfectly happy single.
All right, take yourself back to the last LGBT parades in Belfast. The banners spoke the message. The banners.
The Sainsbury's banner does not.
What they called equal marriage. That was the political demand, and it will be again. The leaders of that campaign are the LGBT community. So I think it is fatuous to say that a company that declares that it proudly supports the LGBT plus community is not aligning itself with the primary political demand of that a campaign. But if I'm wrong about that, let Sainsbury's come out and say it doesn't support a gay marriage. Are they going to say that? If I'm wrong in aligning them with that cause, then they have the opportunity to correct me.
They're a private company. They're a private company, and they are not beholden to you or any other politician in Northern Ireland. And with that freedom of being a private company, they're perfectly entitled to decide their own company policy on any issue.
Nor should they be beholden selectively to the LGBT community. But it seems they are. Where's the banner that says we support the veterans community? Let's just take it outside of those issues. Why do they only think it appropriate to proclaim a banner which selectively chooses the LGBT community? And if I'm wrong, I say it again, if I'm wrong that is not a support for gay marriage, then let Sainsbury's declare they do not support gay marriage. I'll wait a long time, I suspect, to hear them say that.
Now, I don't know where you go on your trips and holiday and your shorts and your sandals, but have you seen the gay pride marches throughout the world where basically, you know, every company from Coca-Cola to other massive brand names are present throughout the world in these marches?
I understand that it's a current fad of support, but that doesn't make it right. It doesn't mean that a company which looks to all communities as its customer base should pick one aspect of its customer base and promote it above all others, and in so doing offend some of its cultural base, of its customer base, and in so doing put upon its employees an alignment with a cause that they may well not support. That's the core of the objection in the political context.
Of course, Sainsbury's have made no political statement on gay marriage.
Well, then let's hear from them. If I'm wrong that they don't support gay marriage, then let them come out and say it.
You wrote to Sainsbury's.
I'm saying that by proclaiming their support for the body whose primary demand is gay marriage, then they are in effect supporting it. And if I'm wrong, let Sainsbury's say we do not support gay marriage.
Of course, what you haven't told us is what Sainsbury said back to you when you wrote to them. Because, well, you don't often wait for me to ask, do you? But Sainsbury's have said back to you that they welcome all members of the community into their stores, and that they have, and this is the key part, and that they have celebrated a range of events from Christmas. So for those people who do not believe in God, do you object to Sainsbury's celebrating Christmas?
Wow, they've celebrated Christmas. Now, let's not be.
Well, do you object to that?
I don't.
Well, why not? What if people who do not share your faith object to the celebration of Christmas?
Well, I think that's a totally irrelevant point when it comes to this. Here we have an overtly politicalized campaign.
They celebrate a range of events from Christmas to Diwali. I don't know what Diwali is. Maybe
neither
you can educate me. But Ramadan, we'll look it up. Ramadan, Purple Tuesday for disability awareness and Pride. In other words, they have a range of events
Well, I would say there's nothing.
They celebrate.
There's nothing divisive. There's nothing pejorative towards any other community in supporting a disability or in supporting a Christmas. Now, of course, they support Christmas because it's a huge commercial advantage to them. Let's not forget that. But there would be something pejorative towards another community in saying we support the straight community, and by the same token, because you can't have it both ways, by the same token, there's something pejorative towards those who are uncomfortable with the LGBT campaigns to declare yourself supportive of their campaign.
I know you've told my team you have to go at 9:15, and we've a minute left. Just so that I can be crystal clear that you are going to be consistent with what you're saying this morning, are you then saying that any company who currently sponsor a Christian organization should withdraw that sponsorship so that they are neutral?
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, why not?
But because I think to support Christian causes in a Christian country...
Well, it's not a Christian company to non-Christians.
In a Christian country, I said, is not pejorative to anyone.
When there are some people telling non-Christians that they will burn in hell, that they are sinners, that they cannot live their life as they want to, they've got to based on God's word and that church's interpretation of the Bible. You don't think that company is taking a political view on that
What company's doing that?
I'm asking you companies.
Let's not talk in a vacuum. What company's doing
for those companies? And you know there are many companies that sponsor Christian organizations.
It's easy to sound off about these things, but tell me what company has said that.
Jim, wise up now. Come on, wise up.
No. You try that. Tell me which company has said that.
I don't know offhand which company.
Why are you saying it?
I'm saying it because
there isn't one.
Well, I'll tell you what. You don't know if there are any... I'll bet my house there are companies who currently sponsor Christian organisations in Northern Ireland, and you know it.
No, that's not what you said, Stephen.
That's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm asking you. Should they withdraw their sponsorship?
You said companies that align themselves with your burn in hell message.
No,
that's
No.
If you're backing off that, so you should.
Jim, here's what I'm saying to you.
Very clear.
Let me be clear. I'm saying to you, for those companies who currently sponsor Christian organizations, why, if you want neutrality in Northern Ireland, are you not telling them to withdraw their sponsorship?
Where would I find a banner in Northern Ireland that would say we support Christian organisations of this sort or that? Where would I find that banner?
By the way, do you support Ishers who refuse to bake the gay cake?
Of course I supported Ishers.
Were they not a company taking a political decision?
They were a company taking a conscientious decision in pursuit of freedom of religion and freedom of expression.
Freedom for an individual company to live their values as a company as they see fit. Perfectly entitled to do so, were they not?
There's nothing illegal in what Sainsbury's is doing. Equally, there's nothing illegal in me saying that I disagree and that you're offending those who don't agree with you and you're aligning your employees with a cause some don't believe in. Yes, Sainsbury's have made their choice, but I'm entitled to point out what that choice means. It means selectively offending others, and it means very definitely endorsing and embracing a political campaign.
And are you offended?
I don't think that's any place for a large company that depends on everyone for their business to choose.
Are you offended by what Sainsbury's has done?
I am offended by the fact that they have put themselves into the public space to align themselves solely with the LGBT+ community, because that means they are saying we demand a change in the law.
Okay.
We demand same-sex marriage. Yes. That offends me as a potential customer of that company.
Enjoy your meeting, Jim.
Thank you. Bye.
Good morning. Quite a lot of reaction to this today. 030 30 80 55 55. By the way, when I said Ishers made a political decision, they didn't, did they? That was my mistake. What they said they were doing was as a company, they were following their Christian values and their Christian beliefs. And many people would say they're entitled to do so. Robert in Belfast first. Morning, Robert.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I'd just like to say it's nice that Jim taking a stand there for Christians. Sometimes I would feel that we are a minority and we can't get our voice maybe expressed, you know. But what I would like to turn around and say is I believe that the LGBT community will not get a law passed in Northern Ireland allowing same-sex marriage, simply because it's not marriage, because male and male don't fit together. Female and female don't fit together, but male and female do.
What do you mean fit together?
Well, the union between a man and a woman. Whenever Jesus was asked about marriage, he says, therefore what God has joined together, let man not separate. Jesus never referred to two males or two females as marriage, and neither should we. It is not marriage in the first place. And I think to help even sort of break the deadlock, the impasses at Stormont on the same-sex marriage issue, what we need to do is to separate what is divine in origin, what is of God between a man and a woman, and what is of the world. But it's certainly not marriage, and the LGBT community will not get a law passed in Northern Ireland allowing it. The Lord gave me a word, Stephen, in 2016. It was a prophetic word. And he says that it's part three of a proclamation. And see if the LGBT community don't repent of their sins and turn to Jesus Christ and receive forgiveness. They'll die in their sins and they'll go into a lost eternity. They'll basically burn in hell. That's the message, you know. Well, the message of the gospel is the good news. And the good news is your sins can be forgiven. So there's going to be a turning point somewhere that God is going to raise a standard up against the LGBT community. And he's not going to allow them to have a law passed in Northern Ireland. So isn't it?
Okay, Robert, thank you. Morning to you, Fran, North Belfast. Morning, Fra.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead.
Stephen, I'm 100% behind the LGBT plus community, and I'm fully embracive of the inclusiveness that Sainsbury's would claim that they are being inclusive and celebrating diversity with their different campaigns through the different parts of the year. But, I mean, I think it's a purely economic kind of tact that Sainsbury's are taking. It's economic prostitution in a way. They're just trying to chase after the pink pound, trying to chase after the Muslim pound during Ramadan, and they're trying to chase after the Christian pound during Christmas. So it's purely an economic marketing ploy to raise more money and increase profit for Sainsbury's.
It's a business.
Yes, buddy, absolutely. That's what businesses do. They encourage people through footfall to come into their shop through advertising campaigns, which could be something as simple as 50% off, 20% off for membership, 10% off special deals, or it's Ramadan, come to Sainsbury's, we're celebrating your culture. It's Pride, come to Sainsbury's, we want your money, we want your pink pound, we support you. So simply business economics, not a political, not delving into the political world or dabbling in politics.
Fra, thank you. James and Temple Patrick. Morning, James.
Morning, Stephen. I just can't believe Jim Allister makes these comments. Equality is not at his gift, not at Sainsbury's gift.
James, it's a terrible line. We'll see if we can fix it. Bartley next and Don Patrick. Morning, Bartley.
Stephen, I'm heading to away on streets next week. We're going to a friend's, two lady friends getting married of ours, very good personal friends for a long, long time. Jim talked about the gay community there as if they were parasites of us or something. I'm so, so proud. I've met a couple of businesses in Patrick and some in Belfast. I would be happy to paint over Pride, over the rainbow colours. Absolutely no. The gay community, if anybody goes down to Gay Pride or Sansa or even goes down to some of the events, you see the colourful, happy people who do everything. I've also got friends who, two men who have actually adopted, didn't foster, changed their whole lifestyle and adopted three young children. You give them news. So I don't know where Jim's come from. As for marriage, marriage is a love between two people, and that's what, a bond between two people. It's not, just people thought about this thing about sex. What has that got to do with marriage? It's fine, okay, it's something to do with, but, you know, bits and pieces. But marriage is about love. Love, I'm sitting outside Ballygig at Gospel Hall. I'm just looking and it says, the Lord's Day, DB 11:30. See underneath it says, all welcome. You know what we all need to do? We all need to welcome everybody and embrace everybody.
But what about Jim? What about Jim Allister's point? Which is, now this is his view, I'm not expressing my view obviously, Jim Allister's view is that the dominant campaign from the LGBT community is to achieve the right to have gay marriage in Northern Ireland, and that is a political change they're looking, and Sainsbury should not be getting involved in politics.
That right should be given to everybody, that should be given to all people. Stephen, why are they not be given the right? What harm is it for to give?
Why should Sainsbury's? Well, what about Sainsbury's customers who do not agree with gay marriage? That's Jim's point.
You know, some things we don't agree with, some things we do, but we all must be welcoming to each other. We all must embrace each other. If you don't want to embrace somebody, that's okay. But we have to be welcoming. Stephen, I'm watching that saying that says welcome. It says it most of the gospel, all the most things. We must be all welcoming, and that's the way it is. We also all embrace each other. And listen, we have to walk into the future facing forward, not facing backwards and bumping the lamppost. I'm involved with the lesbian and gay community, and I'm so, so proud. The most decent people I've worked with the past 25 years. And listen, I'm going to a wedding, which is going to be the holiday of my lifetime next week, and we're going to celebrate the marriage of two really decent girls who are getting married. And we're travelling to Greece for, well, we're going to get a better climate and maybe a better a holiday as well. But listen, marriage is about love, care and consideration, and spend your life with the person that you love, your partner. You know, it's a bond between two people. People keep telling me that somebody said about hitting and all that. That's all nonsense. It's coming out with words like that. This is about, love is about, it's partnership, love, it's marriage. That's what a marriage is between people. And they said about them two men who adopted their children. They didn't force them for money. They didn't do that there. They done it because of love when they were out.
Okay.
And adopted, changed the whole life. So, listen, the gay, lesbian...
Bartley, thank you. Adopted. Here's Andy in Londonderry. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Stephen. No, Stephen, I just wanted to make a point that Jim seemed to be very hell-bent on the fact that Sainsbury's was only supporting this one cause, but my local Sainsbury's every year leading up to November runs a massive poppy appeal with big banners all over the shop. Every year coming up to Christmas, they run big massive appeals getting food together for local food banks and local homeless charities. And as well, I just wanted to make the point, was it Brian in Belfast said that he felt like as a Christian he was in the minority? If I remember correctly, I think Dr. Crowley covered it in his show. Christians are now the minority in the country. The country is a secular country. I don't see why Christianity should come into politics or there should be a complete separation of church and state altogether.
And Charlie and Carador. Morning, Charlie.
Hi, Stephen there. I was in Sainsbury's Bangor there last week and it was actually my daughter pointed out the LGBT banner type things. And, you know, I am a Christian and I wasn't offended because it's purely a commercial decision. You know, and I don't think the LGBT community will be getting too excited about Sainsbury's supporting them, and I don't think Christians should get too excited about Sainsbury doing the Christmas stuff, same as Muslims when Sainsbury do the Ramadan. Purely commercial. They're out to make a buck, and that's all they're doing.
Should they be getting involved in such a contentious issue in Northern Ireland? Sorry, hold on a minute. That's Jim Allister's view. Let me finish that sentence. To emphasise again, the banner does not mention gay marriage, but Jim Allister's view is if you support the LGBT community, then by default you're supporting gay marriage.
Well, that's, you know, Sainsbury's are supporting the community. They haven't put up, we support gay marriage. That's taking it into the political. At this moment in time, it's just the community they're supporting, and that's what they'll do. Come Christmas, they'll put up Christmas stuff. Christians will take the positive aspect out of that. So I'm not offended in the slightest, and I don't think any true Christian would be offended by what they're doing, you know. It's simple economics.
Charlie, thank you. 03030 80 55 55. The text 81771, the email nolan@bbc.co.uk. We proudly support the LGBT plus community, reads the banner. Mal O'Hara is a Green Party councillor. Your reaction to Mr. Allister this morning, Mal?
Well, I think it's disappointing, but it's normal form for Jim Allister. I'm afraid that every time there's a positive news story about LGBT people, Jim tries to draw a negative from it, and that's disappointing. It also gets him airtime, Stephen, you know. Last year I held an event in Stormont and he was complaining about that. And every time there's a good news story, there's a complaint from Jim. The rest of the world is moving on.
Daniel Barkley. Morning, Daniel.
Hi, yes. I'm a bit disappointed I didn't catch Jim on this. So Jim was asking, where's the support for Christians, where's the support for veterans? Sainsbury's aren't supporting gay people for being gay. They're supporting their right to be equal and treated as equal. And when Jim throws phrases like traditional marriage and traditional definitions, those only apply to Christians. Not everyone is a Christian. Christians are the minority. They're not an oppressed minority. And Jim knows that. So you can't just throw the word Christian at something and hope that it sticks. And that's what Sainsbury's are doing. Sainsbury's are supporting the right for equality. Not just because they're gay.
And Peter and Donegal D. Morning, Peter.
Hello there. Hello.
Go ahead, Peter.
Stephen, he's saying about one banner on a Sainsbury's store, or maybe it's on all their stores. But how many times have you driven down a road and you see a big mural on a wall saying something like you must believe in God to be reborn again, you know, from Christians? And I can tell you what one that's on the A2, driving from Bangor to Belfast, just before Ballyrobert. It's on the side of a barn. It says this. It's a sort of statement saying that you've got to turn to Christianity. And I sometimes find that offensive. If Sainsbury's are told to take that sign down, then they should paint out that sign. They should be forced then to paint out that sign, even though it's on their property.
And Frida and Mahara. Morning, Frida.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning.
Well, Stephen, I think that Sainsbury should just take a look at what happened to Primark last year. Now, the LGBT pride parade and all of that is offensive to God.
What's Primark got to do with it?
Pardon?
What has Primark got to do with it?
Well, you see, look what happened to Primark after they promoted the gay pride last year, as did so many other stores in Royal Avenue. And you've
what
got
do you
to
mean?
Remember,
what
as
do you mean? No, hold on.
God,
what do you
God
mean? Look what happened to
Primark.
Frida, listen to me. What yes. do you Primark burnt down. What do you mean by that?
Well, I believe that was God's judgment.
You believe that
yes.
God burnt down Primark because...
Yes, without a doubt, God's finger of judgment. Without a doubt.
Well, God mustn't be a very nice God then if it's burning buildings.
Well, he punishes them, Stephen. He's a God of love, but he's also a God of wrath when people sin against him.
So you believe God set fire to the Primark building?
He permitted it to happen.
Is that a...
Yes.
Really? That's a loving God to you, is it?
Well, he is a very loving God. And it's just a sign, that's a warning sign, Stephen. It's a warning to tell the people, look, this same-sex marriage is totally against God's word. He forbids it, and we must live by his word. And he says that we must turn from our sins and be born again.
So your God burns things...
Jesus died on the cross for every homosexual.
So your God burns things down if he doesn't like them?
Look, Stephen, just like this, God repays sin. There's a consequence for sin. And you see, we would see the homosexuality and the LGBT as a real pointer to the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a sign of the times. That's what we see. Because God destroyed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah for that very sin. The sin of sodomy, which is homosexuality. There's no getting away from that. That's Bible truth. But Jesus died on the cross to save all those who turn from their sin. And he said, except a man be born again, he can't enter into the kingdom of God.
I just do wonder if you think that's the action of a Christian God. I think many people will be astonished, Frida.
They need a hard wake up, Stephen. That's just what the message is. Except a man be born again, he can't enter the kingdom of God. And the thing about it is, Jesus, God's Son, died on Calvary's cross for each one of us, and every one of us are sinners. I was a sinner, and I still would be a sinner. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. But, you know, there was a day in my life when I acknowledged I need to accept Jesus as my Saviour, and I'm thankful for that day.
Malo, how would you respond to this?
Stephen, Fred is perfectly entitled to a religious view, but I think it's one that's extremely, it's very extreme, and I'm not comfortable with it being aired. And if her God was consistent, then he would burn down every city, and every town, every village in the world, because LGBT people are everywhere in the world. We're between 5 and 10% of the population. But I would move on from that, and I think that, you know, sometimes we allow very extreme views to be heard on these issues, Stephen, and it's really damning for LGBT people. You know, I authored a report when I worked at the Rainbow Project finally that one in four LGBT people had a previous attempt at suicide in their life. And allowing those type of views and that type of extreme view to be heard and repeated is dangerous and damaging. I'm really concerned about that.
The Primark, I can see a statement from Primark about their fire. They said an investigation by the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service into the cause of the huge blaze that destroyed bank buildings in Belfast city centre last summer has found that the fire started accidentally. The Primark store burned for 3 days after it started on the 20th of August, and the city centre saw a drastic dip in footfall following the fire. So they're saying that the fire started accidentally. Okay, Frieda, thank you. Mal, thank you.